We're going to hear a story now from a man who is a combination mathematician and swing dancer. Even more amazingly, he is married. As of tonight. In fact, he and his new bride have been husband and wife for a grand total of 6 days. Please welcome Ian Blumenfeld.
Hi. So I was going to propose to my then-girlfriend, LaJay, and there were some problems that I had come to terms with. So I knew that this should be a surprise, because just knowing her, any event this special had to be a surprise to be perfect. And also, I didn't know what ring to get, because I am a mathematician who does not do well with jewelry, and probably, and another problem with things being a surprise is that I am a terrible liar. Ever since I was a kid, I've known this, and I was getting in trouble all the time and not being able to convince my parents it wasn't my fault. So thankfully, being a swing dancer, I had some great female friends, my dance partner Amanda and my dance teacher / landlord and housemate Nina. And so I approached them about this, and they were super happy for me. And they're like, oh, don't worry, we got this. So what they said was, they said, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're just going to get LaJay into a ring store, and a jewelry store, and once we're there, when she's trying stuff on, we'll be able to, through some sort of Sherlock Holmesian deductive reasoning process, know exactly what you should get her. And I'm like, well, how are you going to get her there? And she's like, okay, this is, and Amanda emails me with this is our great plan. We're going to tell LaJay that Nina's long-term boyfriend, Michael, wants to propose to her, and he wants it to be a surprise, and he doesn't know what ring to get, so he's going to have LaJay and I go to a ring store and, through some sort of Sherlock Holmesian deductive reasoning process, figure out what ring to buy Nina. So I had a couple questions. One is, how are you going to convince them to go... How are you going to convince Nina to go ring shopping? You're like, oh, Nina's in on the plan, right? It doesn't matter. We can give her any lame excuse and she'll agree to it. We'll pretend we're buying you a pocket watch or something. Okay. And then, like, you know that LaJay's going to want to talk about this to me, and I am a really terrible liar. And she's like, oh, this is great. We'll just tell her that Michael knows you're a terrible liar and that she shouldn't talk to you about it, because then you'll give the whole thing away. And I'm like, okay, that sounds plausible. And then my biggest question was, do you realize that your plan is to tell LaJay your plan? She's like, yeah, isn't that great? So I'm like, okay. And so there's this huge email exchange, which I'm being CC'd on behind LaJay's back, and you know, she's so excited. They get her to this ring store, and they go shopping, and they come back, and I get a bunch. She's like, and Amanda emails me, and she's like, things are going great. We got to go again. I'm like, okay, this plan worked once. There's no way this plan is going to work twice. She's like, oh, this plan will totally work twice. And it did, and they go ring shopping, and this time they come back, and instead of just some feedback, I end up with, we went to Bijou, there's this great antique ring, buy this, and I get a picture. I'm like, okay. So I'm like, but I'm panicking, right? There's no way she didn't see through this. She'd go ring shopping twice with this convoluted story. And then what ends up happening is I go to buy the ring, and this is the morning before Snowpocalypse. So I buy the ring, and I get home, and Amanda and Sean are actually over visiting, and I live in this house with Nina and Michael, and LaJay's over, and then 10 feet of snow gets dumped on Baltimore. And so me and the ring and everybody involved in the plan are stuck in my house. And the ring, like 10 feet from the ring that I'm trying to keep a surprise, and somehow, over the course of this weekend, we hold this together, and I'm confident that she's found it, and she's just being a good sport and not telling me. But after we've finally been able to dig out our cars and go somewhere, Amanda somehow manages to get Lejay on a fake shopping trip where they stop at the site of Lejay and my first date, where I propose. And judging by the fact that she said, oh my God, for approximately, I'm going to say 8 minutes on a loop, before she said yes, I had to actually prompt her. I had to say, you realize you haven't given me an answer yet. I guess their plan worked. And I guess the moral of this story is it's really good to have evil geniuses as friends. You never know when they'll come in handy. And as was said, we got married here in Baltimore 6 days ago and just got back from our honeymoon last night. So thank you guys.
Ian Blumenfeld. This was like no pressure at all compared to the wedding, right? Well done.